How does Gorasein help in analyzing pain generators and in accurate diagnosis? Gorasein is a result of research and thinking and precise analysis of the patient's narration seen in thousands of patients in my practice. The thinking about Gorasein essentially started around 1997-1998, and it was first time presented in Cambridge in the meeting of IITS in 1999. It was also presented in an updated and properly studied and researched form in 2006 in the World Congress of Minimally Invasive Spine Surgery, where it received the Best Clinical Study Award of $1,000 by the association. The Gorasein basically is a very simple point that we try to feel the nerve coming from the back, to the back of the hip, to the buttock, to the back of the hip bone, and then going down the leg, maybe on the side of the thigh or back of the thigh, going to the back and the side of the knee, the outside of the knee, and then going down the leg, maybe to the big toe or to the little toe and the heel. We feel the nerve along this path, and what we have understood is there are three areas of the nerve which are extremely painful to touch when the patient is talking about the pain in the leg. These areas are in our language called as the nerve which is common peroneal nerve, or the nerve which is on the side and just back of the knee. And there are two points over the ankle, the front of the ankle and the back of the ankle, where we feel the L5 and the S1 nerve respectively. The common presentation of knee pain coming from L5 affection is because the knee is supplied by this nerve, common peroneal nerve, by giving three branches called as superior, inferior, and recurrent genicular branch of this nerve. What we need to understand again is the pain could be because of inflammation or swelling alone of the nerve, or it could be in addition to the swelling, a compression of the nerve. One of the biggest and the most vexing problem which all clinicians face in their practice is how to distinguish if the pain is because of inflammation alone or because of compression. If the pain is because of inflammation alone, then when we press the nerve at the ankle, the pain will temporarily stop. And if we inject a sodium channel blocker at that site of pain in the front of the ankle or back of the ankle, then the pain will stop for a long, long time. If the pain stops for a long time, or if the pain is relieved to a large extent for a longer time, then it is definitely because of inflammation, not because of compression. And generally, the pain which responds to an injection distally commonly can be treated without surgery. The pain thus can be accurately diagnosed as pain because of swelling. A straight leg raising can help us in finding out if the cause is because of compression of the nerve. We have seen that there are multiple patients with multiple painful spots in the leg or in the arm, and these painful areas are not diagnosed by clinicians routinely. The main difficulty being the clinicians are totally clueless about where is the pain coming from and why is it persisting. So we feel that the Gorasein can help you in distinguishing, number one, whether the pain is because of neuralgia, that is nerve mediated, when the nerve is tender, painful, and the pain is relieved by use of injection at the distal part. Number two, if the pain is only because of inflammation or swelling, or it because of pressure on the nerve. And in addition, this test also would help you when you are being managed without surgery. As the time passes, when your pain increases or decreases and you feel better or worse, actually the nerve is changing in its function, which can be easily assessed by feeling the nerve under Gore sign. So it is a very important sign in the management of leg pain or sciatica in patients who are suffering with disc-related causes or otherwise.